This is Tamara with the WGXC News for Sunday, May 29th, 2016. You can go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about anything you hear here. Daily Freeman reports that the following public spaces are closed or have altered services for Monday, May 30th, Memorial Day. Amtrak runs on a holiday schedule. The banks are closed. County offices are closed. Columbia County Solid Waste is closed. Federal offices are closed. Financial markets are closed. Greene County Transit has no service. There is no mail delivery. Metro North is on a Sunday schedule. The schools are closed. State offices are closed. And Trailways is on a holiday schedule. There are parades in Tannersville on Sunday and on Monday in Ghent, in Philmont, in Germantown, in Greenville, in Hudson, in Hillsdale, and Hunter, and Chatham, and Cairo, and Kinderhook, and Prattsville, and Coxsackie, and Catskill. And details are all at the newsroom at WGXC.org. Greg Hudson in the Daily Mail reports that Greenville is the latest town to reconsider its commercial solar regulations after state rules have companies looking to set up solar farms throughout the area. Cairo, Coxsackie, Jefferson, Saugerties, and many other towns have held public hearings recently over new rules for commercial solar installations, and Greenville is the latest, with a 6:30 p.m. June 20th hearing at the Greenville Town Hall. Greenville Town Supervisor Paul Macko said, quote, "This is much larger scale than what people are allowed to put on their roofs. Companies want to have access to 5, 10, 15, sometimes 20 acres of land to lease for solar harvesting," unquote. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. Philip Grant has this report.
The March for Farm Worker Justice left Smithtown on Long Island on May 15th, heading to Albany with stops in Saugerties, Catskill, and Ravenna May 29th, 30th, and 31st. Marchers are attempting to bring attention to the need for legislative action to end the inequality that currently burdens farm workers in the state. The New York Civil Liberties Union filed suit on May the 10th against the state and Governor Andrew Cuomo over the state not allowing farm workers to organize. The group marches to Albany for Farm Worker Albany Day on Wednesday, June the 1st.
Next, the national headlines from Public News Service.
Governor Andrew Cuomo has introduced a package of bills to close a major loophole in New York State's campaign finance laws. The LLC loophole allows individuals to form multiple limited liability companies and use each one to give a candidate more than $60,000 in each election cycle. Jessica Wisniewski with Citizen Action of New York calls the governor's introduction of bills to finally close that loophole a really bold move.
He's willing to do it himself. He thinks it should be done for everyone. And now it's in the hands of the Senate Republican majority to let us know, as voters, whose side they're on.
Legislation to close the LLC loophole has passed the state assembly several times, but has not yet made it through the Senate. Republican Senate Majority Leader John Flanagan called the governor's move a red herring that fails to address deeper problems, but Wisniewski notes that despite major corruption scandals, reform legislation has been slow in coming.
If the political will is only there for closing the LLC loophole this year, that would be a tremendously significant reform.
This month, the former leaders of both the Assembly and Senate were sentenced to long prison terms on corruption charges. Ethics reform is high on the agenda of most New York voters, and closing the LLC loophole has long been at the top of the list. Wisniewski thinks legislators should be nervous about heading into elections this fall, having done nothing to clean up their act.
So I hope to see something done. If not, I think this will become a major election issue between now and November.
The current legislative session ends in just 3 weeks. For New York News Connection, I'm Andrea Sears.
Alana Medlock has this report.
New York's Department of Transportation did not shut down Route 9H on May 25th, and instead Route 9H and Route 23 between U.S. Route 9 and Orchard Road will be closed beginning at 9 a.m. Tuesday, May 31st. Traffic will be directed to follow a posted detour. The road will be closed for construction until approximately November 11th, 2016.
The National Weather Service in Albany predicts scattered showers and thunderstorms are likely Sunday, mainly after 8 a.m., partly sunny with a high near 84 and a low around 64. Monday, there's a 60% chance of showers or a thunderstorm on Memorial Day, mostly cloudy with a high near 76. Mostly cloudy with a low around 60 is the forecast Monday night. Tuesday should be mostly sunny with a high near 79. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM Accra.